Can we walk this road together? I can't travel it alone. I need someone beside me to help me find my way back home.
Hello, this is Dan Prinzing, Executive Director of the Wasmus Center for Human Rights in Boise, with Adam Thompson.
Hello.
Welcome to Voices of Idaho. Today we're talking with Gretchen Bates. Now, I first met Gretchen when I was a classroom teacher, and she was a textbook rep. But today we're talking with Gretchen as a community activist. Gretchen, you're out there in the community. We see you marching in the streets. We see you in the Capitol building. What's the motivation?
So nice to be here. A number of years ago, my best friend's son and his transgender partner jumped off the Perrine Bridge in Twin Falls. I still have such a difficult time understanding the hopelessness and the despair that they must have felt during that time. I've always been involved in the community, but not the LGBT community. So I decided that I needed to become an ally because I didn't want their deaths to be in vain. So I became a member of Add the Four Words, which is an offshoot of Add the Words. We spent 3 months in the Capitol building, holding vigils every day from about 7 a.m. till 2 p.m, trying to draw attention to the LGBT community and the discrimination that they experience. We wanted to get sexual orientation and gender identity added to the Idaho Human Rights Act. That isn't a big deal. It just takes a pen to do that. But it was very, very difficult to get people to listen to us, and we needed to have them focus on us. So what we decided to do is, when they asked us to leave, we didn't. We just stayed. So after numerous arrests, and I think they were, they took us out of the Capitol in handcuffs and belly chains, which seems a little over the top because many of us were just cramping grandmas. So we certainly weren't a threat to anybody. It's still very difficult. We didn't get the law passed, but we did draw attention to the LGBT community because so many people in Idaho don't realize that if you're gay, you can lose your job. You might even lose your kids. They can kick you out of your house, and you can get beat up.
So Gretchen, what you've just referenced here, when we talk about what is legalized discrimination, set by policy, it is the third level in the spiral of injustice. That following language and avoidance, discrimination becomes an act of government. We see that playing out in the state?
Yes, even today. And it's very, very sad, and sometimes it's very embarrassing to live here. We need to be more caring. We need to be more loving, and we need to be kind. And I see the reverse happening, and that's heartbreaking. I'm 72 years old, and I don't want to spend the rest of my life holding a sign that I held the same sign 50 years ago. It just doesn't seem right.
What do we think we are telling the next generation?
That it's okay to be a bully. That it's okay to yell at people. it's okay if you don't believe, what if you don't have the same beliefs as someone, that you can hurt them physically, emotionally, mentally. That's why as parents and grandparents, we need to make sure that we are teaching our children to be kind and caring and loving people, and to be accepting of everyone.
This is Brittany Chaffins, Am I Not Human Too? I have 5 fingers on each hand, 10 toes combined, 2 eyes, 2 arms. I stand erect with my legs. My heart pumps my blood. My skin curves around my bones. My lungs breathe in the air. Why am I not considered equal? Why am I less? What do they have that I don't? How am I any different? Why am I not equal in the eyes of the law? Why am I not granted full protection? How is your God any more sacred than mine? How is your love any more worthy than mine? How is your skin any more suitable than mine? How are your choices any more valid than mine? We are equal, are we not? When we hurt, we cry. When cut, we bleed. When damaged, we scar. With a scar, we heal, no matter the God, no matter the color of our skin, no matter the person who we choose to spend our lives with, no matter the choices we make. We all want to believe. We all want to feel the sun upon our skin. We all want to love and be loved. We all want to live a life worth living.
Well, Gretchen, what you've really talked about is our concept in programming of being an upstander. How do you define that? What does it mean to be an upstander?
I think you can look at it being an upstander in different ways. One way to be an upstander is to join an organization and stand up there and hold a sign and fight and march. Be silent or be vocal, whatever. But where I think we're going to get, where most upstanders should be, is that when you are standing somewhere and the person next to you, I don't care if it's friend, family, or someone you don't even know, if they say something inappropriate, if they put down a person because of their race, their gender identity, their sexual orientation, their color, whatever, you need to call them on it. You need to say that is not right. Because if you don't say anything, it means that you agree with them, and so you're just as much to blame as they are.
We're in an interesting period where the silence has almost become deafening. When words are getting said, when tweets are being stormed, and the world is silent, what should we do?
Speak up. I mean, that's easy. When you're 72 years old, you don't have wisdom, you just have lack of filter. So it's very easy when you're old to speak up. But we need to get younger people speaking up too. Everybody needs to care.
When we talk about standing up, speaking out, being an upstander, what is the lesson that you want to give to your grandchildren?
Just going back to being kind, being good, caring for others. My grandchildren and my children are very privileged. So it is their responsibility, because they have so much to do for others. And that's what I want to instill in them. And they're all awesome. So I think the parents and I and the grandfather, we're doing a good job with that, because we work at it.
Excellent. You've referenced, of course, the words that we hear, and often of them, many uttered in ignorance, and so we do need to call out. Can we confront without being confrontational?
I'm fortunate because I'm little and no one's going to hit me. But I think that you can be confident. You can do that. In fact, the other day I did. A man was blaring Rush Limbaugh loud as could be, when I was pumping gas. And I said, my, that's loud. And he said, that's the way I like it. And I could have called him a name or did something inappropriate, but I stopped and checked myself. And I said, you know, it's kind of like you're trying to be a teenager and blaring out rock and roll. And he went, ruff, 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 and then he went and turned it down. So that was my, the way that I was able to say something without calling him a bad name.
Well, when we talk about the power of words, obviously the Idaho Anne Frank Human Rights Memorial is filled with words. Is there a favorite quote of yours that's etched into the stone?
Yes, and it's because I love children and I love books. And it is from Dr. Seuss. Unless someone like you cares a whole awful lot, nothing is going to get better. It's not.
Gretchen, thank you. That's why we say, not in our town, not in our state, Idaho is too great for hate.
With you right here beside me, we'll find our home with peace again.
You know, we all have stories like that. We have very early memories of something that happened that changed us. And so when I was very young, probably fourth grade, I got braces on. And I have always been tall. So what I got from my classmates was, skinny, mini brace face, skinny, mini brace face. And it really affected me. You know, I didn't know what to say, and I don't have any memory of anyone standing up for me. But I would talk to my mom about it and my dad when I would get home, and they would say, hold your chin up high, because someday those braces will come off and you will have a beautiful smile. So sometimes we have to be our own upstander and take that bravery and courage to another level.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the WASM Center podcast. The Voices of Idaho is created by Dan Prenzing and produced and edited by me, Adam Thompson. Big thank you to Gretchen Bates for coming on to the podcast this week. That last clip was from Linda Buchinski, an Idaho art educator. You can hear the rest of her story next Monday, August 26th. Thanks.